This is Telltales, Dakota Folklife and Stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. On a beautiful afternoon in May of 2024, two old friends got together in the recording studio, the fiddler, Loy Larson, and the guitarist, John Lardinoy. They were there to reminisce and play some of their favorite old tunes.
Well, we were talking about earlier how North Dakota is like this melting pot. You know, you always hear about that about America. It's the melting pot of all these cultures. But yeah, North Dakota is a melting pot of fiddle music, too. I mean, you had the French voyagers mixing with the Indians, and that developed the Métis style. And then you had the Scandinavians coming over, and they were playing, you know, the oompa waltzes and polkas and schottisches and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then in the 1880s, you had the Texas cattle drives that brought all these southern fiddlers up. And then you couldn't help but having dances where all these three cultures be together. And it's like at a fiddle contest, somebody hears a good tune, they go, "Wow, that's great!
Yeah,
show me that again."
There you go.
So you get this mix of things in, and that's how we got Texas fiddling here in North Dakota.
Yeah,
and then you know, Dick Barrett was the godfather of Texas fiddling. He brought it. He brought it up to the Peace Garden many times.
Yep. You know? Yeah, he was one of the standouts. Everybody knew Dick. You know, he was kind of those guys who made an entrance, you know. He was kind of kind of a character.
Oh, he was profound.
Yeah, but...
Well, Dick was from Maysville, Oklahoma. And then when he was a child, he was in Texas. And his father, Sam, knew Major Franklin. And Major was the best fiddler player around. And Dick's brother played guitar and said, "Man, you got to hear this guy play." And so, you know, Sam got to know Major and then brought Dick over to play for him. And Dick played a tune, and Major looked at Dick, and then he looked at Sam and said, "This kid will never amount to anything." And he wouldn't teach him.
Oh, no.
But, you know, Dick persevered.
He did. He did.
Yeah, he ended up learning all the Major stuff from his guitar player, Omega Burden. And then Major heard Dick playing at a contest, and you know, he pulled Major or Dick aside and he said, "If you're going to play my stuff, you're going to learn to play it right." So he made him a tape, you know, and that was the start of it all.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of my favorites was Dill Pickle Rag.
Oh yeah. We played that one many times.
Yeah.
Let's play a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Talking about that melting pot, you know, the Scandinavians brought all those dance tunes, schottisches, polkas, waltzes. I mean, that was the stuff. When you went to a dance, a schottisch was a real popular choice.
Yeah.
And it's all that step, 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 hop, step, 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 hop, step, hop, step, hop, step, 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 hop.
Yeah. Different kind of dance. A lot of time it was doing people kind of standing side by side, and then they'd holding their hands together. And
one guy and two girls.
Yeah, one guy, yep. All these different configurations.
I understand now why that was so popular.
Yeah. So, yeah, we could do that Johann Pasnippen. That was when my dad played.
Johann Pasnippen?
Pasnippen, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.
Yeah.